charge you with resisting then. So they go and they create a crime when the real crime is their attempted frame-up. So you were in really dangerous waters. Go ahead.
Well, it was a public area, so I said no and said my piece.
Well, see, that's the other thing. There were other witnesses, so they had to remove it till a later point, so those witnesses would have walked off, so those witnesses wouldn't have said, no, I was there, see?
Well, you know, what they did was handcuffed me, and I was very calm, given the circumstance, as they started to lead me away.
What happened to your 8-year-old son?
Well, I didn't know. As they started to lead me away, I turned to the agent and I said, you can't take me away. I can't abandon my 8-year-old son in a public mall. And he turned to me and said, well, we'll call social services.
There you go, CPS.
And
who then, I'm sure, interrogated him to see if they could snatch him.
No, what do you know? That's not what happened. Was he led me across the mall. We crossed my wife on the way, who happened to be in the same area. I told her that I'd lost my son.
Oh, thank God! So
and she said, she said to me, well, he saw you handcuffed, he ran away in terror, and he ran to me.
Good, 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 good instincts.
And you know, he was speechless. He couldn't talk when he ran to her. He was so traumatized.
Oh my God!
And they took me to their black SUV, stuck me in there with my hands cuffed behind my back, took me to Eagle County Jail, where they held me in handcuffs for several hours.
And this is the key point. And then lied and claimed there was an assault. Later, because of witnesses and other information, the county dropped it, thank God. I'm glad you're suing them, because they committed the crime of false imprisonment. As you know, that's what you're suing them under. Good job. I hope they all lose their jobs, a bunch of criminals.
Well, what happened was, when we got there, the agent basically... And then a few weeks later, the district attorney dismissed the harassment charges altogether and was quoted in the paper as saying that they were told by the district attorney was told by the Secret Service that I'd shoved the vice president, but after checking out, they realized that it was just a verbal exchange and that no laws were violated.
Was there an exchange? Did the dark lord that Oberman now calls the chilling one, he is a dark force, did he say something back to you, the lowly peasant?
No, he just looked at me kind of with a blank stare and moved on as I moved on. You know, from given the fact that I was, as I said, probably no more than 2 feet away from him, there's no question he heard what I said.
Let me just say, sir, you had a lot of courage, because I've done what you've done, and it is hard to walk up to a super high-powered person, the president, he really is the president, everybody knows that, to walk up to the illegitimate president, a person who's stolen elections, a person who's overthrown the Bill of Rights, a person who's engaged in illegal wars, a person who has authorized torture of children. You have a lot of courage, and if more Americans were like you, we wouldn't be in this position. Those snakes shouldn't be able to go anywhere without people letting them know that we know they're scum. I get a little bit emotional about this, Mr. Howard.
Well, you know, so we'll
stay there. We got a break. Come back. Obviously, I need you to stay a little bit longer than one more segment, because I want to get into the overall chilling effect this is causing, and I want to hear the rest of your story. Stay with us.
Treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14.
I get a little bit emotional about this, Mr. Howard.
Well, you know, so we'll stay there.
We got a break. Come back. Obviously, I need you to stay a little bit longer than one more segment, because I want to get into the overall chilling effect this is causing, and I want to hear the rest of your story. Stay with us.
Treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is October 6, 2006. Gold opened at $586.80, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $599.25. Again, that's $599.25 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering the creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
All right, I know we've had loaded phones, and we're going to go to Chris, Keith, Cliff, Elano, Greg, callers from Kentucky to Canada. We'll be talking to you at the 40 after. That's when our guest is going to leave us this segment and part of the next. And there's just tons of other news I'm going to be getting into. Stephen Howard, and folks, you should get mad. These people are criminals. Arresting citizens because they just say something to the president, and that's who Dick Cheney is. He's the president. That he's not the vice president. That is your right, your birthright. I mean, in Russia, until a few years ago, they didn't arrest you for doing that. Since the Magna Carta, they couldn't do this. I want to specifically not just talk about your lawsuit and the chilling effect this is causing nationwide, and how the news is reporting that dozens of people have been arrested for saying stuff to Bush and Cheney. This is the default position, but what did these goons look like? How did they act like? Were they self-righteous? Did you pity them? Were you sad for this country? I know I was when I was kidnapped for questioning his lordship when he was only a regional governor. Will you tell us your feelings on that, Mr. Howards?
Yeah, I mean, I was just I was stunned that something like this could be happening in America. And that was probably, in retrospect, shows you how naive I was. I mean, I knew these types of arrests were occurring, but I thought my interchange was so incredibly innocuous that it did never occur to me that I could end up being handcuffed and assault and charged with felony assault in the presence of my 8-year-old son for expressing 6 words of opposition to the administration's policies in Iraq. So
have you been listening to talk radio? These sickening creatures, I don't even want to call them conservatives, have been calling in, laughing at you, saying we all deserve it. We should be locked up in camps. We're aiding al-Qaeda. See, it's now treason, and Keith Olbermann said this last night, it's now treason under the new bill to question their war because the war is there to keep us safe. Don't you understand that, Mr. Howards, that people are saying you need to be arrested again?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, this is I think what I find scary is that this administration has argued that if you apply, you know, I think everybody's united in the need to fight terrorism. I don't think there's much division on that issue. The division is whether or not this administration's approach to fighting terrorism is the way to do the job. And what they've said...
Oh, let's get honest. I mean, it's like Keith Olbermann said, I keep quoting his incredible speech, he said that they're attacking the Constitution as if the terrorists are hidden inside of it. None of this has anything to do with terrorism. It's about setting up a dictatorial executive.
Well, that's what, you know, I think what's occurred here is they've made the argument, obviously, and they've reflected this through their actions, that if you criticize their policies towards terrorism, what you're doing is you're providing support to al-Qaeda.
And you're not allowed to question in America. How dare you?
And if you're criticizing their policies, you're the equivalent of a Nazi sympathizer. They said that publicly as well.
Oh, yeah.
Did you say
anything to the Secret Service in the back of the truck or the police station when you heard they were charging you and they were still there filling out papers? Did you say you're a liar or how dare you or you're a shameful person or were you smart enough to keep quiet?
I was smart enough to keep quiet. But you know, let me finish. I mean, the last piece of this link, the missing piece of this link, is now I think what's reflected in what happened to me, which is that now if you actually criticize the administration, you are therefore posing a threat to national security, and therefore you are subject in their minds to arrest.
That's it.
And that is, you know, a frontal assault on our Constitution, a frontal assault, that's a blatant attempt to suppress free speech. And that's the scariest link of all, is when they start saying that by opposing their policies, you are therefore posing a threat to national security, providing support to al-Qaeda, and subject to arrest. And that, I think, is what is scariest of all. And one of the things I've said many times is that twisted logic and that frontal assault on our Constitution is a much greater threat to our freedom than Osama bin Laden will ever be. And it's just a tragedy that this nation doesn't seem to recognize what this administration is attempting to accomplish under the banner of its fight against terrorism.
Did you see the Houston Chronicle admitting they're building FEMA camps for American dissidents?
No, I did not.
I'm not kidding. Do you? I mean, I know you haven't checked that out. Does that shock you, or do you?
Well, I'm not shocked by a lot of things anymore. What I'm most shocked by is the acquiescence and complacency of both the Democrats and the public at large, as our rights are kind of frittered away.
You're right. Congress is being blackmailed predominantly or paid off, and the American people are busy watching their sitcoms. Final segment with our guest. I want to talk about this chilling effect and where his lawsuit's going.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, We are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Make no mistake, these minions, Secret Service, State Police, Protective Detail, when Bush was governor, they're under orders to arrest anybody that says anything embarrassing or who confronts the president or when he was governor in any way or any of his minions. And there are scores of cases of this, and a man who's suing and fighting back is Steve Howards. We're really honored to have him on with us. He's being very dignified about this. He's playing the good cop. I was telling him in the break, I'm the bad cop. I am very upset about what's happening. I want to talk about your suit before you leave us and any other caveats about the locals when they finally drop the charges. But before we do that, during the break, we were discussing all the other cases of this. I mean, school teachers getting arrested, people standing there with a sign get arrested. You can have 500 Bush supporters on the side of the street without a permit. One person, no war sign, gets arrested, and a federal court gave him 2 years in prison. So, I mean, this is land of the slave, home of the minion. Talk about some of those other cases you're aware of.
Well, I mean, there's no question that what has happened to me is part of a pattern. And there's a pattern of suppression of freedom of speech and intimidation that's occurring across the country. And as I said before, that has to do with this frontal assault on our Constitution, and that is what's very scary. You know, people have sent me articles from all over the country. One of the most striking was, one of them happened in Denver, where three people were removed from a public-sponsored event because Bush-sponsored event where Bush was speaking, because on their car there was a bumper sticker that said,
no blood for oil.
We have secret police. Right.
I interviewed him. Secret police sneaking around in all the parking lots, even when low-level Bush administration officials are in town, and then going, and people have to sign pledges to go be part of the stage Soviet-style town hall meetings. Is that America?
Mm-hmm. And there was another one that was in Iowa, a 55-year-old female school teacher. Her school was recessed because Bush was in this small town in Iowa. And according to the wire stories, she went to the Bush rally with a sign that protested the war. She kept being asked to get further and further away, at which point she responded to the Secret Service agent, "What's the good of me being here if I'm so far away? The president can't see my sign," at which point she, too, was arrested. But I think, you know, as you said earlier, the real chilling effect is that when each of these things happens, you know, when my arrest occurred and when we filed our suit, you know, the downside is that everybody in the country knows, you know, what you can be subject to for simply turning out and expressing your opposition to government policies. And that does have plays mm-hmm. right into the administration strategy because mm-hmm. it does have a chilling effect on
That's right.
the ability and the, you know, of other people to show up and do the same thing. And what you
and it's only going to get worse unless people mm-hmm. like you sue them. These criminals need to be brought to justice. The scary thing is some of their minion courts have said, it's like Rank was before he died. It was like 200 different judges at a big meeting, AP reported, and he said, listen, we're not following the Constitution during the war on terror. Go out and rule against it. Now the Attorney General tells the judges, you don't rule against our new bill we just passed last Friday. I mean, these guys are, again, it's scary. It's really happening. In closing, your lawsuit, well I've got two more questions.
I want to say one other thing,
sure.
though. I think ultimately these guys didn't step into power. You know, maybe there are questions about how the first election was decided. Second time around, Bush won. So ultimately, the American public is the one that's responsible for what we're seeing laid at our feet right now. And the American public also has the ability to change things. And what we're getting right now is exactly what we deserve. And if we don't like what we're getting, we got the ability to change it. And there are elections coming up real soon, and that's when people need to make their voices heard. Now, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you
going to
say?
No. I mean, I totally agree with you in that it's our fault this happened, but it's our fault we let them put in fraudulent voting machines, and they clearly stole Ohio and New Mexico. So, you know, to say that he stole it once, but not the second time, I disagree with you on that. But I do agree that it's our fault that this has happened, and I don't want to discourage people to vote. They only have the CIA-controlled machines in 35% of the country. We can still, really, that's what's happened. So you're going to find out. Listen, Stephen, you're a smart guy, but folks like you are going to find out it's even worse than you know, okay? Believe me, sir. I mean, it's real bad. I'm not trying to scare people, but just two final points. How has this traumatized your son? And I just want to tell you, thank God he got to your wife at the nearby shop, because they like to pressure CPS to then these political cases find some dirt. That's the second fiery ring you have to go through. So I want to get your take on that. And then closing, what your suit's calling for, what your lawyers think's going to happen.
Well, my son just took a couple days for us to get him to kind of talk to us and cool out. I mean, hopefully he's okay. I mean, we're kind of using this case and to illustrate what you got to do when you believe in something, and I think in the long run it'll be a powerful lesson that I'm hoping he'll always remember. In terms of the lawsuit, we're intending to go to trial with it, and we're intending to expose how this could have occurred, and we want to pursue justice, and by that I mean some acknowledgement that we've got a constitution, and some acknowledgement that the government needs to abide by the Constitution, and we'll let the jury decide what type of damages should be awarded. That's not really our objective here. Our objective is to expose this attempt to suppress freedom of speech that's occurring all over the country and to get to help to encourage the American public to react.
Have you filed a complaint with the Secret Service?
Well, we filed a suit against the Secret Service. We filed a suit in federal district court on Tuesday. And now it's wending its way through the process, but now we're looking forward to the opportunity of meeting this agent in court.
Are your lawyers confident? Because this case is different than a lot of others, where you said it and left, then they lay in wait 10 minutes later when you came back by to grab you. Usually they claim the sign was a threat or that the person shouldn't be there, and it's their arbitrary power to do that. But the fact that they tried to frame you the fact that they tried to falsely arrest you and did falsely imprison you, that gets into U.S. code. And did you know under the U.S. code and the particular laws that that Secret Service agent is liable for $200,000 every hour that you were falsely held?
Well, I'll tell you, I have got a very good attorney who's got great experience in the area of constitutional law, and I have every confidence that in the end that we're going to prevail here, and I think that a lot of embarrassing stuff will be exposed in the process of the trial. So,
well, I think it's key these Secret Service agents be fired. I mean, they grabbed an American, a good, upstanding citizen, and traumatized an 8-year-old boy. And folks, it freaks out children. You know, Daddy who hung the moon, invincible Papa, to be arrested by a pack of thugs, a pack of monkeys, and putting one of their little Nazi mobiles and driven off to the. I mean, this is sick. And none of us are safe when stuff like this is happening. And I mean, bottom line, I hope they all lose their jobs, and I hope you win $1 million. How much are you suing for?
We're not suing for a specific dollar amount because we want to be understood that this
you
is
want
not
the ruling. You want
is,
the ruling.
This is not about money. This
I
is
understand.
About the Constitution. This is about whether, in fact, we live in a free society, and we don't want the money issue to muck that up. This is about
how much you suing for. Then I'm curious.
No, there's no dollar amount named in the suit.
We're going to
defer to the jury. We're going to make the case to the jury, and we're going to let the jury decide. You know. What the penalty should be. We're very comfortable.
And I would just ask the jury in America that our veterans fought and died, so you can't walk up to the president and say, this war is reprehensible.
Mm-hmm. That's the way it sounds right now.
I know what he said after you walked off, same thing he said about other congressmen. Get that effort now. No, that's what he does, man.
We'll never know. Or maybe we will. Maybe we'll find out in the end. That would be nice.
Well, the problem is they may declare national security on the whole thing. Well, listen, Godspeed to your work. How is your son handling this now?
Everybody, he's fine. And I think we're on the offensive now. And it's a lot better. It's a lot better than being in jail. I mean, we're the ones bringing the lawsuit. So.
And how long were you in the Huskow?
I don't know. Must have been about 3 hours. Felt like a year.
Did the police say anything there at the county when they finally dropped it?
The police in Eagle County were very nice. You've got to remember that the federal government, that the Secret Service agent kind of walks in, tells the local police how high to jump, and they're obligated to jump.
You said earlier they did go, listen, you can't charge him with assault for talking to him, so they had to bust it down to harassment.
That was a district, the district attorney. That was a district attorney. You know, it's
but still, the district attorney shouldn't have done that. You ought to sue him.
Well, I tell you, like I said, we're going to start the nose of the dog, and we're going to see where it takes us.
All right. So. Well, I appreciate Steve Howard's joining us. And again, we're all rooting for you. Take care.
Thank you.
We'll see you.